join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our focus is women in business. Our first guest is Lori Lofstrom, who is the managing partner of Holmes and Lofstrom. And Lori, welcome back to our show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Lori was a growth guru several years ago for the Women's Leadership Exchange West Coast Summit. And we'd like to share with everyone that in our current Straight Talk Reporter, our bi-monthly newsletter, there is a story on the West Coast, the summit, the Women's Leadership Exchange Summit. And this is a gathering, Lori, of many hundreds of women in a variety of fields. And how does it go down? What's the purpose of the summit?
Well, it's a great gathering. It's kind of evolved over the years. I was involved 2 years ago, and it's grown since even then. It's become a summit, and it used to be more of a conference or a networking, educational kind of gathering, if you will. But now it's more, I think, substantive, and the whole platform is very related to some very important issues that businesses are dealing with right now, the economy, the impact of the current economy on businesses, and tactics and tips they can use to, you know, try to face the challenges that the economy is bringing on.
It's a self-described day of education, networking, and transformation, and it's a full-day program with top business experts giving seminars, speed coaching where you get very fast advice from excellent people, networking sessions, and the keynote speaker, Dr. Sarah Weddington, argued the landmark case of Roe versus Wade, and that certainly will be an inspiring address. Anyway, it's a full-day program. We'll put the website up at the end of the segment, and Lori was one of the speakers several years ago. Just for the record, Lori is a expert trademark attorney and franchise attorney. She does work for me, and she's the chamber chair-elect, so a year from now, you will be the chair of the Long Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. So congratulations in advance on that. And I know that takes a lot of time away from your practice.
It does. We're gearing up. We have a year to gear up. And I've actually, you know, the chamber's succession planning is pretty far out. So I've known about it for a good couple of years and have been planning for, you know, strategizing within our own business how to deal with it.
And part of the conference, besides imparting knowledge and information, it impressed me. It's kind of a motivational pep conference for women, because women have faced unique challenges in the workplace, although those ceilings are breaking down. But still, we had Gloria Allred. We did an interview with her several years ago, and she said, well, we all know the old boys club, the old men's club. This is the women's club, where the women help each other.
Absolutely. There's mentoring. There's great contact, relationship building. The speakers are inspiring. You always leave there with just a tremendous amount of energy, renewed energy, you know, tools you can use immediately in your business. It's just a great day, and it's so worth, you know, it's very hard for business owners to take off a full day.
Yeah.
And I have never, you know, had anybody express any regret. Everybody comes away just energized and ready to implement the great information, the great ideas. So they're talking about, you know, the economy, legislation, leadership, globalization, the green movement. You know, so very relevant topics and subject matter.
Again, the date is on Tuesday, August 12th, at the Long Beach Convention Center. And as we know, the economy is not in the best of shape right now, and some people may be reluctant to give up that day, but really planning for the future, you really need to consider just doing it and doing yourself a benefit.
Well, I think there's a huge return on investment here. You know, with a lot of conferences, you come away and you have, you know, maybe one good speaker or something that you've heard that might be helpful. Here, the breakout sessions, the lunch sessions, it's just a day that is absolutely jam-packed with relevant, useful, you know, great information for business owners. And everybody, you know, the world's changing so quickly. We all have to stay on top of our game to stay competitive, to have our businesses thrive and continue to thrive, especially when, you know, the economy turns down like it is now, and especially in California. So it's important to take advantage of this kind of...
Let me turn for a second to your field of expertise, intellectual property and the protection of intellectual property. Probably never in the history of our country has it been more important than right now, as we go global. And I was shocked to read the figure, which I know you know quite well, that the value of intellectual property in this country is greater than the economic value of all the factories, plants, and equipment. The value of the software, of the Disney characters, has a greater economic value than every factory in America.
I'm not surprised to hear that. I mean, when you think about some of the large business acquisition transactions, the biggest part of the purchase price is always allocated to the intellectual property portfolio, the value of the goodwill, the brand, and the revenue stream that that brand brings in. So it's very important.
And the protection of intellectual property is critically important for America's future, because we are a cutting-edge country in creating IP. Mm-hmm. We now have to really get out there and protect it.
Absolutely.
Okay, in our next segment, you'll be meeting one of the honorees, outstanding businesswomen of our city, selected several years ago, Julie Higgins. Stay with us.